This is a download from the BBC. To download other programmes or for more information, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5live.
It was the Sony Awards last night, and as you may have heard from the trails on 5 Live, we're very modest. We won Station of the Year, but that wasn't our only award. We can now talk to the winner of the Best Specialist Contributor Award, none other than Mark Kermode. Mark, good afternoon.
See, I know that you've just gone all the way down to Westminster to avoid being in the same room as me.
Well, listen to your public, Mark. Listen to the fans. they've gathered round this bit and they can just about hear a speaker and they want to know what you've got to say about it. And Simon, your sidekick, Simon Mayo, joins us from his studio over at Radio 2. Listen, Mark, congratulations. So well deserved. I saw you in the office yesterday and you were unsure you'd win.
Well, yeah, I was sure I wasn't going to win. I should say, incidentally, that the best joke at the Sony Awards last night was that Soumi Chakrabarty got up on stage and said, "You do know, don't you, that we've got a new government?" And there was this audible intake of breath, and she went, "No, it's a joke." But there was a moment when everybody thought that since the Sony Awards started, we had actually got a new government. I'm very, very pleased. It's very nice. I've got this thing here, and it's very weighty. I now have to carry it around for the rest of the day.
Joke was funnier if you were there and had a beer.
Yeah, I know. Well, everything was funnier if you were there and had a beer. Do you want to take over, Simon, and tell
everybody? No, over to you, specialist contributor.
Okay, there was some discussion between me and Simon about exactly what a specialist contributor was, and Simon, I think, was pleased that I was registered as a contributor, not as a presenter. But I did say that I owe everything to Simon, and I will say it again, I owe everything to Simon. I now fulfil my contractual grovelling quotient. I have to tell you, Richard, incidentally,
yes,
I got there, I went, because I'm not very good at these things, I went to the men's room, I came out of the men's room, and I was accosted by Tony Blackburn, right?
Yeah.
And Tony Blackburn said, "You really annoy me with your views on 3D, and I think you set him up to do it." Because he said, "Oh, I love 3D, 3D's brilliant, 3D's the future, and you don't know what you're talking about 3D. He was very pleasant, he did it in a very pleasant way, but so there we go. So Tony Blackburn is on your side in this argument.
And he's a man of enormous wisdom.
He's completely wrong. He's completely wrong.
Let's just revisit the 3D argument, which we have. Simon.
Don't revisit the 3D argument.
Simon, I'll be brief. Okay. We've discussed this many times, yes. Including when I was over at the Oscars. I seem to remember you saying that people are not going to see films because they're in 3D. They're going to see them because they hope they'll simply be good films. And I think you've been proved wrong by the box office receipts of 3D films.
No. The box office receipts of 3D films are exactly the same as the box office receipts of blockbuster films in any other year. I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you wanted to go and see Avatar in 3D or 2D, the experience, from my opinion, the experience was better in 2D. People didn't go and see Avatar they partly went to see Avatar because everybody told them they had to go and see Avatar because it was the game-changing moment, which it isn't. As is demonstrated by the fact that Avatar has now come out on 2D DVD and has sold massively, and people are now enjoying it at home on flat screen as much as they did in the
film. Can I just say at this point?
Yeah.
We had an interesting conversation last night in which.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you not remember?
Go ahead.
Do you remember when I was told that I had a Corrick role?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that, yes. Well, you were told that by Mark Steele. Was it Mark Steele who said that? No, it was Johnny Vaughan said this.
Johnny Vaughan comes over, Richard, and he says, he enjoys the podcast, listens to the programme, and that my role is essentially a Corrick role. So I looked as though I knew what that meant, but Mark said, "Sorry, don't understand." And he said, "It's Greek tragedy. It's where the chorus comes on and says what everyone else is thinking." Yeah. So my role is to come on at this point and say, "Mark, most people went to see Avatar, they enjoyed it, and they enjoyed it in 3D. That's my role."
Yeah.
And that's truth.
That's a nice description, that Corrick role from John.
I know, I'm going to stick with that.
I shall definitely be using that in the future, that you're coming on all Corrick.
Yeah, but I think Simon's right. And look, let us not bore people with 3D. Mark, I'm going to finish on this point. Take Alice in Wonderland, the recent Tim Burton film.
Which was made in 2D and then afterwards transformed into 3D by a computer doing it badly.
If it had only been on cinemas in 2D, do you contend that the same number of people would have gone to see it?
Yes.
You're wrong.
Well, I'm not, as is demonstrated by that. They started making it in 2D. It was going to be a 2D film. Then suddenly it's like,
why not make it in 2D?
Well, exactly, leave it in 2D. They only didn't because the industry is telling us that everything has to be in 3D. I'm seeing street dance in 3D tonight. I mean, everything, you know, there's a great weight. We're all being having this forced down our throats, you know, you must embrace 3D. No, you mustn't. Yeah. No, you mustn't. In fact, it's not just that you mustn't embrace it, you must actively oppose it.
No, you mustn't.
Mark, let me ask you, but just talk about Simon for a moment.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
What would you see as the role of your sidekick, Simon Mayo? Do you agree with Johnny Vaughan that it is that of a Greek chorus?
Well, can I just say definitively that you have now used the phrase Simon Mayo as my sidekick. Never let it happen again. No, never let it happen again. This is a very clearly defined role. I am his sidekick. I think it was Johnny Vaughan who said last night to Simon, whilst telling Simon how brilliant he was, he said, yeah, basically, Mark is like the sort of the unhouse trained one, and your job is to sort of smack him around the head and kind of keep him in order. And that is basically how it works, that, you know, that I say what I think and then Simon translates it into something that is vaguely listenable and he keeps me. So I am effectively the unhouse trained pet and I am his sidekick, and it twas always thus.
Thank you. Simon, yes, I'm sure you agree with that last point. It must have been very exciting though, Simon, to watch Mark go to the stage last night. Did you feel like a proud parent?
No, I thought, why the hell isn't that me going up there? Last year, we won it together. We won the speech award and we both went up and made a cack-handed speech.
We both went up and you made a cack-handed speech.
Having sat next to Mark all the way through the evening saying, we're not going to win, and then we won. And last night, I said to him, you're going to win. He said, I'm not going to win. Oh, look, I've won.
Can I tell you what happened?
But it was a very funny speech, and it was an extremely popular and well-received award.
Can I tell you what happened last year, right? After, because we thought we were convinced we weren't going to win. And then and Simon said, oh, we should prepare a speech. I said, you can't prepare a speech because we're not going to win. And then we did, right? And then we got up on stage, and I've never won anything at all. And we got up on stage, and what happened? Jackie Brambles was on stage, and Simon then embraced Jackie Brambles and then spent 3 minutes telling everybody how great working with Jackie Brambles was and what a brilliant person she was to be around.
Not that you're insecure or anything.
I was just standing there like a spare appendage.
Simon, how could you do that?
Oh, well, quite easily, really. It was quite a straightforward thing.
It's like bringing up old girlfriends, Simon. You just don't do that.
Mark, congratulations again. Thank you
very much, and you're very wrong about 3D.
I'm right about 3D.
Thanks for downloading from the BBC. To find other downloads or more information, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5live.